You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, April 14th, 2017, week 200 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Max Desca.
See, I only stutter like once a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get momentum and then you lose it.
And I lose it and then I get it back. Yeah. It's this weird boomerang effect.
Yeah.
Let's get into some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is Kubo and the Two Strings. I think it's top 10 for both of us last year, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Close to like top 5?
Top 5, yeah, for both of us.
Top 3?
Top 3 for me? Was it top 3?
I think
it was
top 3 for me as well.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was 2 or 3. I think we were flipped. You either... Mine was like the opposite of what... Were you remember where yours is ranked?
No.
Okay.
I would say... I could easily say top 5. Though.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's top 3 for both of us.
Yeah.
It usually, I think mine were flipped. You were one spot away or something.
Yeah. I think maybe it was 2 for you and 3 for me or something.
Yeah.
Like
that sounds right. Anyways.
Very popular movie
for us.
Yeah. Travis Knight directed Laika Studios stop motion movie. It's like pretty awesome. Intense.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Great.
Unpredictable, for at unpredictable.
Least
for me.
Yeah.
I found myself very shocked. I don't know why.
It's crazy because it was unpredictable for you and after it was spoiled almost.
Exactly. That's why I was like, this wasn't spoiled? That's weird.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a great movie.
I'm going to recommend An American Tale. Tale, T-A-I-L. A play on words, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic when I was a kid. Showed them... It's a parable for like... I think they are Jewish, too.
The mice?
Yeah, I think they are actually Jewish, too. Well, they're Mouskowitz, so they're obviously... But I think they're actually... They say they're Jewish.
It's like Polish. It could be like non-Polish.
I think they're Jewish, Poles. Though. I think they are actually Jewish. I don't remember. Anyways.
I think it's just about the immigrant's tale.
They got great music.
Yeah, somewhere
classics,
out there.
Classic songs.
From this movie
yes.
franchise.
Very sad. He gets separated from his family.
Yeah. Just like
gotta go to America. Cats are Nazis pretty much in this.
It sounds a lot like Mouse.
What?
Like
oh yeah, the Mouse.
M-A-U-S, yeah.
Mouse, yeah.
Which I think the guy almost killed himself.
Oh really?
The creator.
Wow.
Or no. The second one, he was so depressed because he felt like he was profiting because his like brother and dad went through it.
Mm-hmm.
The Holocaust. And
yeah.
I think his dad died. Oof. And then like people were giving him shit because they're like, oh, you were just like profiting off of the suffering of all these people. So then like in Mouse 2, he talks about that.
Wow. Why do people gotta be dicks? I mean, he's trying to work through something probably. I don't think like...
Well, I think, or he's just trying to share the story.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and Anne Frank was trying to profit off her. Yeah.
Off her diary.
Yeah.
That's still crazy to me. Like, you're gonna release a diary of a little girl?
I know, like... Well, if you get a family's permission, I guess.
I think it was edited for a long time,
they had
right?
to get permission, right? From, like, their family?
But yeah, it's her dad who did it.
Yeah.
Because, like, her dad was the one who survived.
As long as he gets the money, I mean, I don't feel so bad.
Yeah. It's weird how, like, hers.
But, like, yeah, if I was
like,
the
no
person...
No one else
if I was
left
the person,
a diary?
Yeah, true, yeah. Well, there are probably other ones, just this one's way more interesting.
I think it's because she kept a diary while in hiding. How many Jews do you think were in hiding?
Had to be a lot, right?
For that long of a time? Because it was a
long
time.
No, probably
right?
a lot got caught.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she did too, but.
Spoiler sooner. Right? Oh, no! That she was fine.
How long was she in hiding?
I forgot how long it was. Months at least. I think they were like hiding with another family or something.
With four other families.
Four other
Jews.
Okay. I was like, four other families.
Hermann and August von Pels with their son Peter and Fritz Pfeffer. Mm. Four of Otto's employees helped them. Mm. Oh, for 2 years. From 1942 to 1944.
That's crazy. Man.
I think that's why.
Yeah, I don't think many people survived 2 years in hiding. Man.
Could you imagine, though? Like, I don't know how many girls keep diaries.
Well, it's also because of the story. Like, it's so optimistic in the end. Like, because she never...
Because she didn't talk about, like, after she got caught. Well, right?
The diary's left there, right? Or
I assume so.
But, like, it was never... She was always, like, more, like, positive. Like, everyone thinks, like, it would be horrible and you wouldn't even want to, like, relive, but she...
Oh,
kept
whoa,
a positive
wait,
attitude.
Hold up. There are two versions of the diary written by Anne Frank.
What?
She wrote the first version in a designated diary and two notebooks, version A, but rewrote it, version B, in 1944 after hearing on the radio that wartime diaries were to be collected to document the war period. Version B was written on loose paper and is not identical to version A, as parts were added and others omitted.
This is like crazy.
The first transcription of Anne's diary was in German, made by Otto Frank for his friends and relatives in Switzerland, who convinced him to send it for publication. The second was a composition of Anne Frank's versions A and B, as well as excerpts from her essays, became the first draft submitted for publication, with an epilogue written by a family friend explaining the fate of its author. In the spring of 1946, it came to the attention of Dr. Jan Romijn and his wife Annie Romijn for sure, two Dutch historians. They were so moved by it that Anne Romijn made an unsuccessful attempt to find a publisher, which led Romijn to write an article for the newspaper Het Parool. Interesting. Hmm. So, when we buy it... Well, in 1980, they investigated if it was authentic or not. It was after Otto Frank's death that they were like,
now
let's make
time.
Sure it was authentic.
Wow. It's like, her dad's writing all this stuff.
And
who's head of the Frank estate now? Like, who's making the money? Do they still have family?
Anne Frank Fons. In his will, Otto Frank bequeathed the original manuscripts to the Netherlands Institute for War Documentation. The copyright, however, belongs to the Anne Frank Fons, a Switzerland-based foundation of Basel, which was the sole inheritor of Frank after his death in 1980.
Got it.
According to copyright laws in the European Union, as a general rule, rights of the authors end 70 years after their death. Hence, the copyright of the diary expired on January 1st, 2016. In the Netherlands, for the original publication in 1947, containing both parts of both versions of Anne Frank's writing, as well as versions published in 1986 containing both versions completely, copyright initially would have expired not 50 years after the death of Anne Frank, but 50 years after the publication, as a result of provisions specified for posthumously published works, 1997 and 2036, respectively.
Wait, that's for everybody?
That's in the European Union.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Netherlands, sorry.
Wait, that means if they... You don't want them to publish something, they could just wait long enough and they can do it.
Yeah. So the first version expired on January 1st, 2016, but the new material published in 1986 and 2036. Oh, sorry. The new material published in 1986 expires in 2036. Mm-hmm. The original Dutch version was made available online for free by a lecturer and French Parliament member. In 2015, the Anne Frank Fonds made an announcement that it was the diary was co-authored by Otto Frank. Their expert advice was that Otto had created a new work by editing, merging, and trimming entries from the diary and notebooks and reshaping them into a kind of collage, which had created a new copyright. Interesting. I don't know. I'm against reading diaries of little girls.
Oh, you never read it?
I did. We had to read it in school.
Yeah, I know. Did you read it?
Yeah, I think so. I think I had to. I think my sister even bought me a copy she got from the Netherlands.
Mm.
Or was it from the Holocaust Museum? Or maybe she bought a copy for herself and then I stole it. That's also very likely. Yeah,
possible.
Yeah, let's get on Netflix today. Chelsea Season 2, El Eligido, Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Return, Sandy Wexler, and on the 15th, which is tomorrow, Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, and Slam! Let's get in some freestyle.
Freestyle?
How was your week?
My week? An interesting week.
Interesting? Or uninteresting?
Both, I guess. I don't know.
Wait, what? That can't be both.
It can be both.
It can be interesting and not
okay,
interesting.
Okay, interesting, I guess.
Okay.
Well, I've been a house room hunting.
Yeah.
My place.
Apartment hunting.
Apartment hunting, I guess. Same thing. I don't care if I'm in, I don't know where I'm, a house or a apartment. I've been to a couple places. It's weird looking online. Yeah. I'm looking at a lot of Craigslist stuff.
And you're like, is this where I'm going to die?
I'm like... Like, this is, like, it's so weird what people put online. Like, some people put so little information.
Mm-hmm.
Some people put no pictures. Some people, like, a couple things and, like...
Have you tried Reddit?
A little bit, like, but I haven't seen, like, anything, like, where on Reddit specifically.
Like, you go to, like, a subreddit, that'd be, like, I don't know, like, Ventura County subreddit.
I've done that, but there's not really much on there. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, Craigslist seems the most, like, where people
are updated. Or anyone will post, yeah.
Like, a lot of people post, where everything else, like, I've gone to other websites, too. It's just everything's so infrequently
updated
and posted that it's just, it's harder.
Makes sense.
And then, but, like, there's just weird stuff online. And then some people I contact, and I'm like, this seems shady.
Yeah.
I don't even want to, like, I'm asking questions. They won't specifically answer my question. They're asking me questions.
Like, what's a question that you feel like they should have answered that they don't answer? One guy.
I'm just like, how, like, can you tell? No, one person was like, I was like, can you tell me, like, there? I told them a little about myself, and I'm like, can you tell me about yourself? And they're like, oh, I'm just a landlord renting my, looking to rent my place. It's like,
oh, then it's not that bad.
I know, you're not, it's not that bad, but I'm like, tell me who you are. Like, I don't want to, like, go to someone, I want to know, like, the age of people or whatever.
Well, if they're your landlord, it doesn't matter, right?
Like, I no, they're a roommate looking
oh, that's
for
crazy.
A roommate. A landlord looking for a roommate.
Oh, that's crazy.
What they said. I'm like, I told you, like, if someone says, tell me some information about yourself, and I say information, you should repeat that same, if I say I'm my age, or something, you should, like, say the similar information back to me, I would think. I don't know, there's just some weird interactions I have.
Because I know some people who, if they own a place and they're, like, younger, like, our age,
yeah,
they don't say, because they think you're not going to take them seriously.
No, but if I said my age first,
yeah.
I said...
No, I know, but, like, if you're a young landlord...
Yeah.
People don't like to reveal their age.
Oh.
I'm being
well,
the devil's advocate for this.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I meet that person, I'm going to know as soon as I meet them what age, so it's going to... like. And then you don't know online if it's the person you're going to be living with putting the ad up there, or if it's the landlord.
Owns the place, yeah.
Yeah, so this is it's just like... And then I was like, yeah, it's just a lot of people keep ads up there and they don't respond to you. It's just a lot of nonsense.
Maybe it's
online.
A closet situation where they don't want to tell you that it's you're only living in a closet.
Maybe. But
wait,
like,
did we
when
talk
I
about
get...
that? We talked about that, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. We talked about that.
I've been telling so many people about it because it's so crazy to me that I can't remember who I've told and who I've not told.
Yeah, yeah, we said it on the podcast.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's just the online's weird because, like, they won't respond and then a lot of people don't take their ad down, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously I just want to, like, meet the people and see what it's about.
But yeah, it's like, too much sometimes.
it's just interesting stuff, and it's hard to. It was a lot easier. Like, surprisingly, it was a lot easier last time. I went to a couple places, and both of them I feel like I could have went into.
Yeah,
and then I ended up going, but like this time it's like, just like trucking through it, hoping I get lucky and something happens.
When's the cutoff time?
May 1st. I gotta be out of.
Damn,
this is quick.
Yeah,
might have to live in a hotel for like a week or something.
That would suck.
Yeah. At least the good thing is that I could do like a 4-night thing, or I can do like
because
I come back
stay.
Down here instead of like.
Oh, that's true.
It's not like a whole week.
Yeah.
But if that worst case scenario, hopefully I can find a place.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been doing that all week. Mixed results.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's see. What have I been up to? Oh, like my computer like crashed. I had to go get my computer fixed at the Apple store.
That sucks.
That was dumb. But it didn't cost me any money.
That's awesome.
So that was good. And then I went to the Angels game on Sunday.
Yes.
Which was good and bad.
Yeah.
Because I went because Uxher had two tickets. He couldn't go. So I got the tickets and then went to the game. And it was like, the weather was fine when it started, but then it got like super hot. And like, we watched the game and the Angels were getting killed like the whole time. And then it was like the ninth inning. We're like, yeah, we're down six runs. Like, there's no chance. And of course, there was a chance.
And it happened.
And it happened. And we blew our chance to watch an awesome comeback. But I'm just glad they won. But man, that was a rough feat to go to a game like that and just leave. But
yeah,
but it happens. But man, I did not expect that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's pretty much my week.
Nice.
So what have you been up to? What's your, you have like a reveal or did you already reveal it?
I didn't reveal it.
You said you had a reveal.
I have a big reveal. So my week was pretty boring. I just went to work. Mm-hmm. But then on Wednesday, my two friends who got married back in October in Philly came out randomly almost. Like, I think they told me like 2 weeks ago, they're like, hey, we're coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Vegas. And then they're like, we're just going to bus over and then fly out from LAX the next day or 2 days later. So I spent the night at my friend's house and we hung out with them on Wednesday. I took the day off and went up to LA and we got brunch. And then after brunch, we got brunch at this place called The Alcove, which was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And across the street, there's this ice cream store called Jenny's, which I've heard a lot about. A lot of people are talking about it in the ice cream world, you know.
Yeah, that ice cream world.
That ice cream world, big ice cream world.
Ben and Jerry's, big members.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's, Salt and Straw. These new hipster places are coming up.
Yeah,
in this world of established ice cream places,
trying to get into the
shaking things up,
big ice cream club
with crazy flavors. So I got a Riesling and poached pear sorbet, which was awesome. And so we're eating ice cream in there. And I'm talking to one of my friends. I look at my friend. I'm talking to him. I turn my head towards the door because someone walked in and I see this long curly hair and I see this grown man and I'm like, holy shit, this guy looks very familiar. And I see his face and I'm like, holy shit, it's Weird Al.
Oh no.
And then and then he walks over and he's buying ice cream and I'm like, I look at my friend. He's like, yep. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, you want to go say something to him? I'm like, no, he's just buying his ice cream. I don't want to bother him. So we walk out. And I'm eating my ice cream, and I look at my friend. I'm like, holy shit, did you see that? It's Weird Al. And he's like, yeah, you want to go back in there and say something to him? Like, my other friend, he's like, I was like, no, he's just buying his ice cream. Just let him be.
Yeah.
Because it's like around 2 o'clock in the afternoon in L.A.
Yeah.
So then we walk. We go to the crosswalk. And Weird Al gets out, and he's walking towards us, and the crosswalk light turns green, and my friend's like, hey, he's walking this way. Should we just wait? And then you can talk to him. And I'm like, no, like, let's cross. I'm not worthy of Weird Al's presence. I don't even know what I would say. Be like, oh, this ice cream is really good. I don't know where eat it, huh? Like, anything you say, you can't. Like, he's Weird Al. He's probably heard it all.
Yeah.
So we just walk, and we just walked, and we went, and I was like, holy shit, it's Weird Al. And I think he was walking back to his house.
Yeah.
I don't think he even drove to the ice cream store. he got close. 3 pints of ice cream, which was really awesome.
Awesome. So you didn't end up saying anything?
I didn't say anything to him.
I probably did the same thing, though. Unless someone was brave enough to say it.
It was really cool. I would have said something, but then I was just like, you know. Like,
I would have expected you to, because you usually would.
I usually do, but then sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
Like, Donald Faison, I had to see twice. And I bothered him the second time, which was even more of an inconvenience. No, it wasn't. Because the first time I was in a movie theater.
In the theater. Oh, that's not the... Wait, you saw him again? Wait.
I saw him a second time.
Didn't you bug him the first time in the theater?
No.
Oh, you didn't, because then we walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen a few celebrities out, and I don't bug them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
The second time, I had to bug him, though, because I was like, what are the chances I see him twice?
Yeah, true.
So that's my rule now, is if I see the person twice in public.
You're invading my space.
Yeah, then, yeah.
That's why I thought you would count the Weird Al as twice. He's like, oh, he's coming this way, I mean.
That's true, I should have.
It's twice!
But then, like, because it was a group of 6 of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to just bug him on the street. Like, especially on the sidewalk. In the ice cream store, it's fine. It was like 6 of us.
Yeah.
The people who worked in the ice cream store and Weird Al. That's it.
Yeah.
I would have bugged him in there, but you could have possibly
made a commotion and other people would have.
No one would have dealt with it in the ice cream store.
Yeah.
It was only me and my friends.
If you hypothetically saw someone else go up to him and recognize him, would that lead you to go up to
him? I think so.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, he's already bothered.
That's exactly that's what I would think. Think the same.
But now that I know,
but then again,
I looked him up, I found out his only vice is dessert.
Oh.
What if he's craving a fix? He's going to snap at me.
Good point.
Don't want to bother him.
But it's also true. If you were the first person, you may have been causing someone else to go up to him too.
Exactly, and because I don't want to be that person.
Exactly. Yeah. At least if you're the second person, you're like, it's not my fault.
But then the problem is, we get in the car, and my friend,
he's a pretty big Weird Al fan.
No, he plays Amish Paradise.
Yeah.
So I rap along to the whole song, and my friend from Philadelphia is like, you know what? I don't even feel sorry for you. He's like, you're clearly a big Weird Al fan.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you want to see a big Weird Al fan? I was like, Frank, play Albuquerque. And I sing along to that whole song. And he's like, yeah, I don't feel bad for you. You messed up by not singing anything to Weird Al.
Oh, man.
So
that's awesome.
But then we went back to his place. We drank a bunch of beers, watched a movie, and then we went to a Korean restaurant that Anthony Bourdain went to with Roy Choi. Didn't see any celebrities there, but I took a picture with the Anthony Bourdain sign.
Yeah.
And that was my second time, I believe, this month going to a place that has been on an Anthony Bourdain episode.
Oh, he's doing his work, I guess.
So he's doing his work. I've been to the trifecta of LA, Korea. Yeah,
you have to go to, Sizzler. Where did he go? Sizzler, right?
I went to the dumpling place later.
Yeah.
That he goes to later.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went, there's a dumpling, it's the same owner, but he has a location in Irvine, so I went there. And he has a picture of Anthony Bourdain and David Cho, which is why I knew that place was on there. No reservation.
Yeah.
And then, or not No Reservation, what's it called?
The Travel Channel one?
No, LA, the CNN one.
Oh, that is No
Places Unknown, or Parts Unknown?
Parts Unknown, yeah. I forgot that.
And then I went to the Soon Tofu, which is like Beverly Soon Tofu. Pretty good.
Nice.
No, it's all right. I think BCD is better.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie.
Not going to knock down BCD.
No, I love BCD. So, yeah, then, and then I forgot, on Monday, I got a sty, which I don't think I've had as a grown adult.
Yeah.
And I forgot how much they hurt. And then my eye got so swollen to the point where I think it's finally going away.
Oh, man.
But then I'm like, do I cut it?
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to, like, drain it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting one on my other eye.
Really?
Because it's like a staph infection, and if you rub your eye and then you rub your other eye, it can spread.
Yeah.
Ugh. So that was great.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. My eyes swole up like crazy. I was taking Advil, putting heat compresses on my eye all week. And then I went to work. That's about it. Got some Nerf guns for my niece and nephew who are over.
Yeah.
And
more Nerf guns.
More Nerf guns.
Did you mod these ones too?
No, I was going to buy the kit, and then I was like, you know what? It's not worth it right now. Yeah. I was like, I'll wait until they leave and they get bored of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, as long as they're playing with them, it's not worth modifying.
Because it's powerful.
It's powerful, and then it requires them to exert more power to like use it.
Yeah.
Because these are just like spring-loaded ones. They're not like the electric ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought, and then they were like super cheap on Amazon. They were like $4 each.
Really?
Like, because you buy like this one part, and they're supposed to build onto it. So I bought three of those, like one for each of them, and then one for me. And then I bought a bunch of those extensions because you can put those on other Nerf guns. So I modified like my first Nerf gun.
Yeah.
And put like this giant thing. So it has like a scope on it and has like this crazy butt and has this grip and it has like this part that goes out. And it's fun.
It's nice. It's cool.
No.
You know, there are so many modifications to Nerf.
Yeah, it's weird. Products. I bought like some red dot sights. And so I was like, yeah, whatever you want to put on your gun, like build it.
Mm-hmm.
So they each built their own gun.
That's cool.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
And got some new games, new board games.
Oh, nice.
I got Spyfall.
Do you play any of them?
No, not yet. I got this game called Spyfall, which is 3 to 8 players, and it's
cooperative. So
kind of. One person is a spy.
Ah.
So there's 30 card. There's 30 decks of 8 cards.
You don't know who the spy is.
Yeah, so there's 30 decks of 8 cards.
I think you need more. That's one of those where 3 players is not as good.
Yeah, 3 players. I don't think it's good.
Yeah.
But, so, each... deck, so there's 30 different settings.
Yeah.
And the setting is the place, and it tells you your job title. And then out of those 30 decks, each one has a spy. So yeah. There's 8 cards, 7 of them are locations, and 1 spy card. So the spy card just says spy. Mm-hmm. You don't know the location, you don't know your job title.
Yeah.
So the way the game works is you deal them out, and one person is the spy, but everyone goes around and they talk about where they are and what they do, but in very vague questions. So they ask like, oh, like, hey, what did you have for dinner yesterday? And you're like, oh, I went to the buffet. So then as a spy, you have to ask a question that might fit in, so it shows that you know the location, but it's not too vague.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not super obvious where it gives away the location.
Wait, say it's 3 people. 2 yeah. out of 3 have the same location and same...
in different jobs at the location. So it might be like a blackjack dealer, but they have the same location. So the spy's job is to figure out the location.
Yeah.
And then the people who have the location are trying to figure out who is the spy.
Okay.
So like, let's say it's casino. So like, person A has blackjack dealer at the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Person B has pit boss at the casino.
But they're similar jobs.
Well, it could be like, yeah, they're similar jobs.
Okay.
And then person C is the spy. Person A is like, oh, like, what time did you come into work yesterday? And the person B can be like, oh, you know, like 2 a.m. I worked for the graveyard shift from like 11 a.m. or 11 p.m. to like 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person's like, oh, person C, what did you have for dinner yesterday? Like, where did you go eat? And if person C is like, oh, you know, I had like meat over a campfire,
mm-hmm.
that kind of gives away that the person's a spy. So like, after like, I think it's like 8 minutes or something, you go and you get to like be like, I think this person's a spy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And you just do that like over that. And over again. Yeah, it's a fun game.
Yeah.
And then I got, because Amazon had a deal where it was like buy 2, get 1 free.
Yeah.
So I picked up some games that I haven't, or that I've been meaning to buy. So like, mm-hmm. I bought The Resistance because I had the expansion packs,
yeah.
not knowing they were the expansion packs, and I didn't have the main game.
Yeah, kind of important.
Yeah, so I kind of organized my board games a little bit so they're more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that Betrayal and the expansion pack can fit in the same box.
Oh.
So I'm excited to do that because that frees up some space.
Yeah, out of put my it all together.
Very expanding,
yeah,
board game collection. I did my taxes.
Do you have more board games or records now? You still got more records. It's got to be,
like,
yeah, you bought
1600 records. Yeah, yeah, like bought freakish amounts of records.
Yeah, you bought so many at once.
And have the records take up much more space than my board games.
Yeah.
Most of my board games are in there, and then there's a few out here right here.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, some of them is like Cards Against Humanity. Like, that's hard. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. That's been my week. Watch some TV.
Good.
Yeah. But yeah, I was sucked yesterday when both of my eyes, and I was like, it hurts.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, have you had one?
What is it exactly?
Apparently it's like a staph infection that you have in your eye.
Yeah.
But it's like a pimple.
No, I don't think I've had one.
It is not fun.
Because
mm-hmm. then, like, I didn't know what to do. And they say, like, normally it goes away after a few days. You're supposed to get, like, baby shampoo, like, yeah. no-tear shampoo, and, like, get a Q-tip and, like, wipe it.
Yeah.
And I don't have that.
Ugh.
So then I was like, okay, my mom went and got, like, these drops. Because they used to sell, like, this gel that used to work really well.
Yeah.
And they don't sell that anymore, apparently. They all have, like, this homeopathic eye drops that have, like, sulfur in them.
Huh.
So I've been using those every day. And then one day I forgot them at my work Wednesday. So I've been taking Advil to, like, reduce the swelling and using a hot compress.
Can you see out of it? Or?
Until, like, I think
it was getting worse.
One of the days, yeah, it would get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And, like, just whatever you do, don't Google a picture of it. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Because you see all this, like, pus and stuff, like, coming out of this guy's eye.
Oh, man.
And I was like, that's going to happen to me. Like, yeah. I was freaking out.
But it's supposed to just go away.
It's supposed to just go away. So it's today it's like gone away. Pretty much gone away in one eye, and it's very small in the other eye. So I'm hoping it. And then like one of my eyes was like so. It looked like I had a stroke on Monday.
Yeah.
Because my eye was just super swollen.
Yeah.
Well, not super swollen, but my top eyelid was very much swollen more than the other eye.
Mm-hmm.
And my coworker, who sits across the hall, like the lane from me, mm-hmm. was like, yeah, dude, it's barely noticeable. And then at break, I had it with other coworkers and like, did something happen to your eye? And I'm like, yeah. It did.
It's crazy.
I have a sty in my eye. Because I don't, at work, I don't filter anything because what's the worst that's going to happen to me? What are they going to say to me?
Yeah.
They're like, that's disgusting, Drew. And I'm like, yep.
No one seems to have a filter at your work.
No, it's fine. So, yeah. Just that, and then talking about politics and stuff at work has been a blast with everything that's going on in the world.
Syria missiles.
Yeah, because then my coworker's like, see, people said that. I was like, dude, what president isn't going to bomb? Like, Obama would have bombed them like crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, people are saying that he's doing this just to get our distraction, like get our attention away from everything. Why isn't he talking about the wiretapping anymore?
That's what they say, yeah. It's so confusing what's going on.
Yeah.
So because apparently that's the point. They're trying to be confusing.
Because he... Apparently, he told Russia that he was going to do it before he told Congress.
He must have told Russia because no one died, right?
Apparently, I thought some civilians got hurt.
I thought no one, maybe people got hurt. I don't know. No Russians got hurt.
No, definitely not because he was doing it at like a Syrian Air Force. Like, Russians shouldn't have been there, anyways.
Well, he's got Syrian. Russians are there, though.
Yeah, but the missile strike was at the air base that deployed these chemical weapons.
But like, we wouldn't know the exact Russian movement, so he probably warned Russia just in case. Like,
yo, get your people out of here.
Yeah.
I love you. Bye, Putin.
Buddy.
And then, yeah. So he was like, see, he's a great president. I was like, I wouldn't go that far.
Won't do one thing and makes you a great president.
Like, and everyone's like talking about him. Like, Fareed Zakaria was like, yeah, he's finally the president of the United States and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, he's still. And then he took Steve Bannon out. That was the only thing I was like, yo, finally.
Well, I don't know if he took him out. He took him off the national security.
Yeah.
I don't
which think he's... Steve Bannon tricked him. Tricked
I know Trump he, didn't, onto. He didn't even know he was doing that.
So, yeah, but then Jared Kushner is there, so that's holding. And then apparently they can impeach him already because of the whole like he hasn't fully divested.
But don't you need Congress to do that?
And they won't.
And they won't do it because Republicans control it. So
yeah,
that's the thing. It's like, is he doing illegal things?
Yes,
but if no one enforces
anyone enforce
them,
it, no,
exactly. So it's like a weird thing how you can do illegal things as long as no one enforces the law.
As long as they're all in the same
I guess that's
team.
Any law, right? If you don't,
it's kind of like the cops, too.
Yeah, like jaywalking. I jaywalk, but if you don't enforce it, it's all right.
Thank you. Because that was a big point of contention on Wednesday when we were in L.A.
Yeah.
My Philadelphia friends / New Jersey friends were like, let's just
jaywalk. Yeah.
All the, and it was across four lanes in L.A. from the brunch place to the ice cream
place.
Never
jaywalk.
And I was like, dude, we're like 20 feet away from the crosswalk and then they start jaywalking, so I'm running across the street and they're like, Drew's running, haha. And I was like, yeah, because I don't exercise that often.
It's also because drivers aren't expecting it, so I would
especially in LA.
They never expect anyone to be texting walking at all stuff. They're like, why are people walking?
Exactly.
Get out of the road.
So yeah, point proven.
Yeah.
200 weeks.
200.
It's crazy.
200 down.
200 more to go.
200 more to go.
400 is when we
400. That's our real benchmark.
That's where we're getting out of this podcast game.
400 now. That's what I always say.
Yeah. 400 and done.
Injustice 3 should be out by then.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
On the Xbox 1 billion. And the PS23. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.